really built for speed. Got all the soul he's on airwave need. You think I'm evil? Hada, did you wait and see? Yeah, cause you spell the hook's name capital B-A-D. You know that I carry her handle pistol, honey. Knife and razor too. Don't you tell a hook nothing, cause it's always telling you. Yeah, you think I'm evil, people. Yeah, just you wait and see. Cause I tell you that you spell the hook's name capital B-A-D. You know if you see me once, honey, you know you see me again. There's two GM hookers, baby, and I'm a both of them. If you think I'm evil, people just you wait and see. Cause you spell a hook's name capital B-A-D. I'm telling you now, bad. Do we rock? Do we roll? Yeah, a little thing called Dobie's Boogie from August of 1949. That was on the Derby label here on another segment, special edition of the GM Hooker Show. Yeah, here on WJZ 106.1 FM on your radio dial, downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yeah, welcoming you to another GM Hooker special. Tonight we're doing the Derby Record Label. Yeah, one of those rhythm and blues labels that basically is a bit unknown today, but in its time produced some great rhythm and blues. And tonight we are going to play in the 5.5, almost 6 year stay of Derby Records. We're going to play you some of the great, great rhythm and blues recorded on the Derby label. Yeah, Derby Records begun back in July of 1949. They actually shared offices and warehouses with the Rainbow Record Company in New York City. They were also tied in with the Rainbow Booking Attractions. Actually, the president of Derby Records, Mr. Larry Newton, was the vice president of Rainbow Booking Attractions, and their president was Eddie Heller of Rainbow Records. Anyhow, they began as an R&B label. Their first record was numbered number 711, looking for a little bit of luck. And one of their earliest signees was tennis sax man, Mr. Freddie Mitchell. That one there was Dobie's Boogie we just played. That was from August of 49. The Freddie Mitchell Orchestra, that featured the late, great Mr. Joe Black on the piano. Record Dobie's Boogie, probably referring to Larry Dobie, one of the earliest black ball players to come into the American League. Yeah, and we're going to play the second record that Derby ever issued. This one again, the Freddie Mitchell Orchestra, this time featuring Mr. Doc Pomus, a very young Doc Pomus. Yeah, Mr. Jerome Feldman singing under the name of Doc Pomus, sang with some of the great rhythm and blues bands of the time. And this is Traveling Doc. July of 1949, later to pen such great hits, Save the Last Dance for Me and Teenager in Love. Yeah, Mr. Jerome Feldman, a.k.a. Doc Pomus, singing with the Freddie Mitchell Orchestra in the Traveling Doc. Yeah, and here we are on the Derby label. Yeah, this time from December of 1949. This is the James Quintet, and I'm Just a Fool.
I'm just a fool. cause I love you more and more, she says. Yes, I'm just a fool to let you steal my heart away. Hard as I've tried, it can't be denied that I adore you so. Strange as it seems, you stay in my dreams nightly, nightly. I'm just a fool to think the things you said were true. And I'm just a fool to feel the way I feel for you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't help but cry. Cause I'm just a fool. So now, goodbye. No matter how hard I try, I just can't help but cry. I'm just a fool. I'm just a fool.
So now goodbye.
Something very nice. You get salt pork, add a little spice. That's the way I like red beans and rice. Put your feet under the table. Get some hot cornbread, butter too, with a side of greens and candied yams. Boy, you know just what I'm ready to do. Now every time you bend your elbow, your mouth flies open and you want some more of them red beans and rice. I mean red beans, don't get me wrong. They got all kinds of beans. There's navy beans,
white beans,
lima beans,
green beans,
and snap beans,
green beans.
But there ain't no beans like the good old red beans. Your mouth flies open and you want some more of them red beans and rice. I mean red beans, don't get me wrong. They got, you know they got all kinds of beans.
Come on, tell me about it now.
Bad navy beans.
Navy beans, I don't like no navy beans.
Lima beans.
I don't like no lima beans cause I have
snap beans.
Snap beans.
And green beans.
Green beans ain't lima beans.
They got wax beans. Poking
beans,
beans and string beans,
string beans, they do
string beans.
Pinto beans,
they got white beans, but there ain't no beans like the good old red beans with rice.
Is there any doubt that he really loves those red beans and rice? Yeah, that was Bobby Mitchell and the Bobby Mitchell Orchestra. Red Beans and Rice. From March of 1950, the Derby label, and on we go into 1950. Here we are. This is from April of 1950, and one of the great vocal groups of that time cut several records on the Derby label. This is the great David King Odom IV and their version of Lover, Come Back to Me, the King Odom IV.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing,
Lover, where can you be?
You came at last, love had its day. It's past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing,
Lover,
yes,
come back to me.
I remember every little thing you used to do.
Night is cold, blue is blue, but love is old.
And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine keeps singing,
Lover,
come back to me.
Yeah, now the hook asks you, do you think the Ravens had any effect on the vocal arrangement of that particular song? Lover, come back to me, the King Odom IV. Yeah, and here, we're doing our special GM Hooker special on the Derby record label, one of the great rhythm and blues record labels, late 40s into the early 1950s. And yeah, in 1950, Derby Records was proud to have landed from Gotham Records Jimmy Preston and his Prestonians. And he put out some very rockin' and very rare sides for Derby Records like this one. Rock With It Baby, December of 1950, Jimmy Preston and his Prestonians, featuring the vocal by Bernita Evans. Rock With It Baby.
Loving you as fine as you can be.
Yeah, rock with it, baby. Rock with it all night long.
You got a crazy way of loving, but you know that you're doing it. With it, baby, rock with it all night long.
You got a crazy way of loving, but you know that you're doing wrong.
Now I came home last night and I didn't want to fight. All I wanted to do, my baby, was to hold you real tight.
Like you. Well, rock with it, baby. Rock with it all night long.
You got a pretty way of loving.
for the loot I paid to keep you out of jail. Is that mean, mean, evil, I say? Is that no sight to me that I no longer pay? Oh, stand for with me, that's what I'm gonna get. Hey, so stand for with me, that's what I'm gonna get. He said the poor man, all I can give him is my regret. Cause I'm really tired and the light goes out for bed soon. Yes, I'm really tired and I got those out for bed soon. From now on, miss, I'm watching my feet.
Yeah, did you go to school? You learned the alphabet? That was Big Sheba with the Big Dale Scott Orchestra. Every one of that record was big. Yeah, from August of 1950. And the Alphabet Blues. Yeah, here at the GM Hooker Show, on and on with the Derby label. And of course, like many rhythm and blues labels, this label also tried to record the black spiritual and gospel music, although Derby did not have that many. And here's one of them. This is Mother McLeese and her sons and their Psalm for Confusion.
Jesus, Mr. Jesus, bear the cross alone, and all this world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. The consecrated cross I will bear, Lord, till old death shall set me free. And then go home my crown to wear, for there's a crown for me. All wise, true everlasting God, our heavenly Father, it is once more and again, Lord, your humble servant has bowed before thy presence, Lord. Heavenly Father, you know just why I'm bowing here, Lord. You know every confused home, oh God. You know every troublesome heart, Heavenly Father. Verily, thee, O Lord, to step into every home, Lord. Oh, God, step into every confused home, Lord. Bring peace where there is confusion, oh, God. Oh, Lord, look down, Heavenly Father, throughout the whole land and country, where every confused heart and every confused mind is, Lord. Oh, God, bring peace in thy name. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. You know where they are, one by one, and name by name, Lord. Stretch out your loving hands, Lord. Give peace where there is confusion in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just have mercy now, my Father. Look down on us, Heavenly Father, because we know we can't do without you, Lord. Have mercy, my Father. We need you, oh, God, down here in this sinful world, oh, God. Please bring peace in thy name, Lord. Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Peace in thy name. Bless your name, Jesus. Now, my Father and my God, teach us how to live, how to pray. Teach us, Heavenly Father, and bless us through this unsinful and friendful world, oh God. Go with us and stand by us. And at last, when your humble servant is done calling upon your most holy and worthy name, Heavenly Father, cross me safe in Zion. For I praise your most holy and worthy name. Your humble servant's prayer, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
You can boogie any time you feel alright. Let's boogie. Boogie, boogie. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Boogie, boogie.
his head kind of bald. He can do the boogie woogie once, and that's all. Let's boogie. Boogie woogie. She kind of thin. She can do the boogie woogie. It's endless boogie. Boogie boogie. Boogie boogie boogie. Boogie boogie. Let's boogie boogie to your boogie upstairs. Let's boogie. Boogie boogie. Boogie boogie boogie. Boogie boogie in the morning. Well, I got a gal, her name is Lucy. She does the boogie boogie, she gets real juicy. Let's boogie. Boogie boogie. Boogie boogie.
Yeah, now what can GM Hooker say about that record? Yeah, it delivered just what the title says. From November of 1950, that was Boogie in the Morning. That was Billy Fair and his orchestra. And I'll tell you, that was more than the Fair orchestra. It was one hell of an orchestra. Yeah, Boogie in the Morning. Yeah, and on here on the Derby label. From February of 1950, the Jimmy Mundy Orchestra, featuring the great Valeda Snow. And tell me how long the train's been gone.
Your own fault if you show up late. The people coming, but the chain don't wait. When the sun comes down out in the west, I pop the same old moon just to explain, just like the train. To be another choo choo soon. Tell me how long the train's been gone. Tell me how long the train's been gone. How long the chain's been gone. The people keep a-coming, but the train done go.
How long?
Tell me how long the chain's done gone.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, the chain's done gone. I gotta run life fast, catch that train. And I ain't got time now to explain. The people keep a-coming, train cut out. That's what everybody's talking about. Close the gate. Thank you.
Label was probably one of the best kept secrets from rhythm and blues collectors for a long while. Yeah, that label, this label that we're playing tonight, had records that really jumped, really rocked, like that one. Did you recognize that particular melody? Yeah, taken from Benny Goodman's Airmail special. That there is the Airmail Boogie, again, making use of one of the most prolifically recorded performers on the label, Mr. Freddie Mitchell, and his orchestra that time, featuring the piano of Van Piano Man Walls on the Airmail Boogie. That there was from February of 1950. Yeah, really rocking versions. Freddie Mitchell being one of the mainstays on that label. You cannot play the label without playing a lot of his hits. He recorded and recorded many, many things, instrumentals, and was the backing band on many of the vocalists. Yeah, and by September of 1950, yeah, Derby Records hadn't lost any of its promise in the rhythm and blues field. It just moved to a new location and completely divorced itself of Rainbow Records affiliation. But it didn't stop putting out great records like this one. Yeah, I had some great vocal groups. This particular vocal group, the Majors. And You Ran Away with My Heart.
That night you told me that you love me. It was just another lie, oh, but you wanted me to love you, so that you could make me cry. That night I held you in my arms, dear. You said that we'd never part, no, never. Now that you found the one you love, dear, you ran away with my heart. You ran away with my heart.
Away with my heart.
And you left me all alone.
And you left
now,
me
now,
alone.
Now,
dream.
Oh, darling, since you were gone,
since you are gone,
as if you knew you didn't love me, you should have told me from the start. Oh, instead of being fair with me, dear, you ran away.
My heart.
You
are gone.
And you are gone.
And if you know you didn't love me, you should have told me from the start. Oh, instead of being here with me, dear, you ran away.
Gonna use it at 4 p.m. So you can call your secret lover and break the news to him. You thought your little romance was on the strict QT. But if you want your freedom, baby, divorce me COD. I won't be around to hear you cry. I'm Texas bound. So baby, by and by, you can reach me down in Dallas, general delivery. So if you want your freedom, baby, divorce me COD.
March of 1951, the Derby label doing what other labels like King Records were doing, crossover records, from country to rhythm and blues and rhythm and blues to country. That one, the great Cootie Williams and his orchestra featuring Eddie Mack on the vocal of the great Merle Travis country hit Divorce Me, COD. Actually, that was coupled on the other side of the Shotgun Boogie, which was a big Tennessee Ernie Ford hit. So Derby Records was really swinging by 1951 in the rhythm and blues field. And again, from one of their great vocal groups, the King Odom Four, and What a Wonderful Feeling. This one from February of 1951.
When you know that there's nobody else but you, what a wonderful feeling that is. When you know that the one you love is true, what a wonderful feeling that is. You'll find no other thrill that's half so nice. It's a one way ticket to paradise. When you know that there's nobody else but you, what a wonderful feeling that is. When you know that there's nobody else but you, what a wonderful feeling that is. When you know that the one you love is true, what a wonderful feeling that is. you'll find no other thrill that's half so nice. It's a one-way ticket to paradise. When you know that there's nobody else but you, what a wonderful feeling that is.
Beautiful sound of the King Odom 4. Yeah, let me remind you that you are listening to WJZ 106.1 FM on your radio dial. The heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. This week, a GM Hooker special featuring the Derby record label, in existence from July of 1949 to about November of 1954. Yeah, and in those roughly 6 years, 5.5 years, put out some of the greatest rhythm and blues that basically is unknown to collectors today. Yeah, the GM Hooker Show featuring the Derby label. Yeah, Derby, a label that knew how to rock. And the next four records we're going to play for you literally have rock and roll written all over them. Yeah, like this one. This one from January of 1951. This is the Freddie Mitchell Orchestra. Who else? With Eunice Davis and Rock Little Daddy. And I'll tell you, it sure does.
The joint was crazy on the Fanning Street. If you want to ask But when Willie's wife caught stealing her car, the police he bought me to stop that war.
Now they roll, 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 and they roll, roll, roll.
Well, the cops hauled Willie off to jail. Willie sent for Sadie to go his bail. Sadie sent back word, not on your life. I got two black eyes now from your wife. Just roll, roll, roll.
Preston and his Prestonians, and did the Derby label have some jumping rhythm and blues units? I guess so. Yeah, like the Freddie Mitchell Orchestra again. Any wonder why Freddie Mitchell headed the Alan Freed Big Band in the mid-1950s? Freddie Mitchell and his orchestra featuring Honey Brown and rocking and jumping. This one from June of 1951. Yeah, 1951 was just a rocking year for Derby Records. This one from July of 1951. Yeah, the fourth one in a period of just a few months. This one by Walter Sandman Howard and his orchestra. with a rather inconspicuous title of Willow Tree Blues, you listen to this one. Even has rock and roll right in the lyrics. Willow Tree Blues. Any more than that one with such an innocuous title as Willow Tree Blues. That was Walter Sandman Howard. And I'll tell you, the Derby label was putting out some rocking material in mid-1951. Yeah, and let me remind you that we are doing a GM Hooker special here on the GM Hooker Show. Yeah, there's two GM Hookers in this whole wide world, baby. And you know, I'm still both of them. Yeah, two of me for all of you. Here on WJZ 106.1 FM on your radio dial, the heart of downtown Haverhill's rhythm and blues radio. Yeah, the Derby label doing a special tonight on the GM Hooker Show. Yeah, we're going to tone it down a little bit now. Yeah, going back to the vocal groups now from December of 1951. Going back to a very great and rare record, these are the Majors. Alvin Scott, Jimmy Beckham, Clyde Lee, and Bill Lee. And a beautiful song, Laughing on the Outside and Crying on the Inside. And there's a little bit that goes behind this record, because Jimmy Beckham, the baritone of the Majors, later on replaced Bill Dicey Galloway in the Harptones around September of 1954. And ironically, the Harptones later recorded this same record themselves. So a little bit going on here. But beautiful record, the Majors, Laughing on the Outside, Crying on the Inside.
The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. Well, they see me night and daytime, having such a gay time. They don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when
make up ever since a breakup. Make believe it's all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you.
He wasn't gonna stop rocking? Oh, let me tell you, we're rocking rock. Keep in mind the rocking sound this label had by 1951. This record from August of 1951. This is Willie Hunter with the Billy Fair Orchestra, and that was called Willie's Blues. Great jumping rhythm and blues rock and roll. And keep this in mind when you realize what's going to happen to this label within another year. Yeah, and on we go from September of 1951. This is Bobby Harris with the great Jack Dupree and his combo, Jack Dupree on piano, and a thing called Up and Down the Hill.
Baby, my old hot rod. out of sight. Move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Honey, where they gonna want you? Range in my kitchen, doing no good. Gonna get me a woman to burn my coal and wood. I'm gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move, baby, honey, where they don't want you. But if you don't like a pigeon, don't shake my tree. I ain't after your woman, but she's after me. Gonna move across the river. Honey, where they don't want you. I'm gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Gonna move across the river. Honey, where they don't want you.
October of 1951, in a remake of an old 1920s Jim Jackson blues called Kansas City. That one is I'm Gonna Move Across the River. That's Brown and McGee's orchestra and his guitar. And this is one of the most coveted of the Derby record label records, coveted by both blues collectors for the jump blues side, I'm Gonna Move Across the River, and for the other side called Sleepless Nights, which features Brownie McGee and the vocal group The Majors. And we're going to flip this over and play you the other side. Sleepless Nights, Brownie McGee and The Majors.
A promise, you made me a promise one day. Now I'm wondering, why did you walk away? You on my mind, every place I go. How much I love you, darling, you will never know. I watch the sunrise until it fades away. I have nothing but sleepless nights. Yes, an endless day. If you don't believe it, darling, just wait around and see. Somebody's going to treat you just like you treat me.
Mm-hmm.
until it fades away. I have nothing but sleepless nights. Yes, an endless day. It's lonesome in my bedroom, just me and my telephone. No one to feel my sympathy, no one to call my own.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you'll feel better. From a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer with each song, remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your hair down and go on and cry. Remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your hair down and go on.
December of 1951, the beautiful voice of the equally beautiful ballad singer, Miss Betty McLaurin. That was the Eddie Wilcox Orchestra and a cover version of Johnny Ray's Cry. Very beautiful version. And something happened in late 1951 and definitely into the beginning of 1952. And it was the addition of band leader Eddie Wilcox, who then became the musical director of Derby Records. Wilcox, former leader of Jimmy Lunceford's orchestra, after Lunceford had died, brought some beautiful arrangements to Derby Records, and one of them, January of 1952, brought possibly the biggest hit to Derby Records, and ironically, may have spelled its downfall. This is Eddie Wilcox and his orchestra backing Sonny Gale and her hit version of Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune
let me know the magic of a kiss and a sigh. While the wheel is spinning, spinning, spinning on that dream of winning fortune or fame. While the wheel is turning, 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 I'll be ever yearning for love's precious flame, a wheel of fortune. I'm hoping somehow, if you'll ever smile on me, please let it be.
Yes, the great irony of Derby Records, their biggest hit, Sonny Gale's Wheel of Fortune, led them to try the pop field and leave rhythm and blues behind. And over 1952 and into 1953, more and more pop records would appear on Derby Records, the rhythm and blues being pushed by the wayside. By 1953, the label would be mostly pop. You had to really look for the rhythm and blues records. But they were still there, like this one. This is the Freddie Mitchell Orchestra, again, what else, with Sammy Cotton on the vocal, and we're going to ball this morning from the fall of 1952.
Well, if you want to get happy, blow your top. Ain't nobody is going to make stop. We're going to ball this morning. We're going to ball this morning. We're gonna ball this morning till the rooster crow at dawn. When the sun goes down behind the tree, I want my baby to ball with me. We're gonna ball this morning. We're gonna ball this morning. We're gonna ball this morning till the rooster crow at dawn.
Yeah, by the end of 1953 and into 1954, Derby Records was basically dead. Yeah, it was killed by the switch to pop music, a field in which it could not compete with the major labels. And by November of 1954, the label declared bankruptcy. What is ironic is one of the last records they ever recorded, or released for that matter, in September of 1954, was by a group that a year later would have had a smash hit with a record called Soldier Boy on the Glory label. But this is their first record. This is Jimmy McGowan, The Four Fellows, and Bend in the River. Derby Records would not be complete with possibly the rarest record on the label from February of 1952. Only two copies of this record are known to exist. These are the Carnations and the Beautiful Tree in the Meadow.
There's an old sky.
Yes, those were the Carnations and the very beautiful Tree in the Meadow. Yeah, this is G.M. Hooker. Is G.M. Hooker's show saying that's all she wrote. Until next time. Yeah, this is G.M. Hooker, your two-in-one hooker here on WJZ, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yeah, 106.1 FM on your radio dial, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Tonight presenting a special G.M. Hooker show on the Derby label. A label basically unknown to many collectors that harbored many, many fantastic, and I hope you heard them tonight, rhythm and blues records. Its only demise, it tried to turn pop. It had many, many things going for it. One of the first records to issue rhythm and blues 45s in late 1949. It had rocking bands. It had great vocal groups. And it died. Yeah, from July of 1949 till November of 1954, the Derby label, and I hope you enjoyed it, here on the G.M. Hooker Show. Behind me is the sound of the Shuffle Express. It's the Eddie Wilcox Orchestra from August of 1951. And we're going to go out with Eddie Wilcox here. This is G.M. Hooker, your two-in-one hooker, telling you, baby, there's two G.M. Hookers in this whole wide world, and honey, you know, I'm still both of them, two of me for all of you. G.M. Hooker, say until next time, bye-bye, and bye-bye.